It is Reach Deep. Let's welcome in Corey Hirsch, of course, former Canuck goaltender, our current Canucks analyst here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. Hirschy, how impressed were you with Bo Horvat last night?
Wow. Hey, that was, that was something else, because he had even had to take extra draws too as well because of Beagle, right? Like Beagle's hand and not being able to take as many draws. So not only was he, you know, taking draws in the D zone and the offensive zone, then he goes and scores a monster goal. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Bo Horvat beat someone one-on-one with speed like that.
You know, it's we waited, and we've seen Bo have big games. Seeing it in a playoff game, like, it just feels different with Bo right now. He's taken his game to another level, hasn't he?
You know what? He really has. And you live to play for the playoffs, right? So, I mean, he's been out, what, 3-4 years where he hasn't been in the playoffs? So these guys are excited. And the city's excited, which is really cool. We've got a great atmosphere around the city. And you know what? They're a bunch of young guys with nothing to lose. And that's the best time to be playing. As a former player myself, you don't get that option very often. Like, usually there's a lot of pressure, especially in a city like Vancouver, where, after this year, there's going to be expectations, right? Right now, there's no expectations. Everybody loves them. It's such a great position for this team to be in.
It is. And Hirschy, we talked about it a little bit before as well. The Lotto line, 5-on-5, did have some trouble generating chances against Ryan O'Reilly, and that's expected. He's one of the best at what he does. But going back to that second line, going back to Bo Horvat, the Canucks want to see this through. If they can get 3 more wins, Horvat and that secondary scoring is going to be so vital, especially if O'Reilly continues to do what he's doing against Pettersson.
Yeah, and I don't know where the Blues' head is at. Like, I can't get a read on them. To lose 4 in a row, including those round robin games, and then you have a player like O'Reilly. That's a character guy. That's a Selke Trophy winner. That's a Conn Smythe Trophy winner. Going up against guys like Pettersson and that, and I can't get a read on how bad that Blues team wants it. I think they know what's in front of them. I think they know the grind. I think they know it's 2 months, and it's difficult to do year after year. And I think it's in the back of their minds to go home. So, you know, whether or not they come out and prove that, I don't know. But if the Canucks can continue to make them have to work to beat them, they have a good chance.
It felt like St. Louis really grew into that game, though. Almost like the Canucks were so good that they dragged St. Louis into the fight, so to speak. It's going to be a really competitive series, Hirschy. And I think when we look at St. Louis, we see all that they have. One of the things we saw them resort to last night was a little bit of that extra, right? Whether it was David Perron or what we saw from McKechnie and even Sanford at times, they're going to make things really hard on Pettersson and Hughes. And that, I think, as the series goes along, is going to be one of the storylines, just how much those guys are able to get away with on the Canucks star players.
Yeah, but that's part of it, right? So you have to earn respect in the National Hockey League. And yes, there's rules, but there is a code in every sport, in every business, right? So, one of the things that the St. Louis Blues did by winning the cup, and I used to say this all the time, is you win a cup, you get that respect from the officials, right? There's a respect that you've done that you've been there, that you've been through it. And they've had to fight through it, and the Blues had to fight through it. And, you know, and the Canucks, younger guys and those players, that's just the way it is. They're going to have to fight it through it too. Whether it's right or wrong, I don't know. That can be up for debate, of course. But you have to earn it. Hockey is the sport where they truly make you earn a championship. And these playoff series, whether the Canucks win or lose this series, this is just the greatest thing that could have happened for their team and all these young guys.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by our very own Corey Hirsch here on Reach Deep. Corey, goaltending, Jacob Markstrom was a discussion point after game 4 against Minnesota. You get the W with Chris Tanev's goal, but there were some questions about where's Marky at, where's his game at Were those answered in game one?
Yeah. So, you know, there was a lot of pressure. I think Marky was feeling the pressure against Minnesota. And his teammates carried him through, which is really cool to see because he's the reason that they were even in that situation. So now you're against St. Louis, and it goes back to the same thing. You know, you've got nothing to lose, and that's the best position to be in as an athlete because the pressure is up. Pressure is what kills guys. And you know what, when that pressure isn't there and you're free to just play, you know, and all the pressure's on the Blues right now, even though they were Stanley Cup, all the pressure's on them. And the Canucks they're just free to play. Like Jacob Markstrom just free to play as much as, you know, as good as whatever, you know, if they lose, it's not going to be anybody's fault. The Blues are supposed to beat them, right? Next year is where the expectations are going to come. But Jacob Markstrom, yeah, I thought the toe save he makes in the last 2 minutes, that was absolutely ridiculous.
It can be really big for a goalie, can it, Hershey, when, you know, because the Canucks picked up Markey in game four after all the time through the course of the year where he was picking them up, right, and they were falling asleep. I'll never forget Sedin night where, you know, the team was sleeping through 60 minutes, somehow got a 1-0 win because Jacob Markstrom was standing on his head. But, you know, they flipped it around, and they made it to him. You know, they picked one up for him when he was having an off night. How much does that galvanize a team?
Yeah, that's you know, when you see these guys in the locker room and you see them around, and I've had the pleasure of going into the locker room and all that, these guys truly like each other. And you know what? Guys come out and they say that in media, and they'll say it publicly, and they'll go, yeah, we're really like each other, blah, blah, blah. Not all of them mean it all the time, right? I've played on teams that were like that. This team truly likes each other. They truly have each other's backs. You see the things that they've gone through. Markstrom's father. You see Zach McEwen's father. Stetcher's father. Brock Besser's father. Right? It's like these guys have been through a lot together. And not only as on the, but like as people off the ice. And you saw with what happened with Stetcher yesterday and him scoring and how all the guys just, you know, they just wanted to go give him a massive hug, right? I mean, it was just, it was such a good moment for the Canucks and for the team. Like, and I can't stress enough how important that is when you want to play for each other like that. It's such a cool feeling, and it doesn't come very often in your career. They should enjoy and embrace every moment of it.
Well, Hershey, we talked to Brad May a couple of months back, and he talked about when they won the Cup in 07 with the Anaheim Ducks, there was a meeting that they had, and they all kind of told each other what they were playing for. It seems like the Canucks kind of have that mentality as well. They know what each guy is bringing and what they're playing for, and it just seems like, you know, this is a group that is so in line with each other, right? Like they're playing for each other. They know everybody's kind of personal story. And it's to your point, win, lose. Yeah. Obviously Canucks fans want that W in this round, and that would be huge for confidence and motivation going forward. But just seeing this group get better and young group, you want to build towards that and have that buy-in factor that seems to be the case with this team.
Yeah. You know what? Any time in my career where after I felt like I got better going into the next season was a season where I'd gone on a long playoff run or had a playoff run with a team. And you get that confidence when you go through something like that. It just boosts your confidence as a player. You get better. You're playing, you know, best on best. This experience for the Canucks is going to be absolutely crucial, and it's really awesome to watch. Now, Edmonton did this a few years back, I recall. They went a couple rounds too, right? Remember when they had no pressure on them and went a couple rounds? The Canucks are in a bit of that situation, right? And they have no pressure. So I could see them getting through this round, getting to, you know, making it difficult on some teams like Edmonton did. That doesn't mean they're going to be the Oilers 2 years from now. But they'll have to, next year, the pressure is going to be on. And you have to be able to do something a little bit different, tweak things. But I'll tell both of you guys this right now, and you guys can tell me what you think. But when you have Quinn Hughes in your lineup, like, this guy is a guy that is going to put this team into the playoffs year after year after year. He's like a Lidstrom. He's like a Leach. He's like a Niedermeyer. You know, and without putting him in Hall of Fame category just yet, you know, he projects to be one of those guys, which is incredible to watch.
He's unreal. We know St. Louis is going to get better as this series goes along. What needs to be better for the Canucks as the series gets a little bit older?
Sorry, what's that? I didn't hear you there.
What we know, St. Louis is going to get better as this series goes along. Yeah. What needs to be better for the Canucks in Game 2?
You know what? That's a really good question, because they played such a strong team game. And you know, when they play as a team like that, that's somewhere where they can, you know, that's when they win. I think where they possibly can get better was on the penalty kill. You know, they're going to have to find a way, because that penalty kill is lethal. They can score, and they're going to have to find different looks on their power play. So their power play looked really good yesterday, and they were feeling it. You could tell, but St. Louis is going to make some adjustments in Game 2. So now you have to adjust your power play, because, you know, St. Louis is going to look at it and they're going to go, well, we're not going to let Pettersson just stand at the top of the top of the circle and just let him tee up shots anymore. That's too dangerous. You know, they'll get a feel for what the Canucks are trying to do. So you're always, it's special teams where you're going to have to make tweaks, I think.
Corey, you know, not the strongest game from Jordan Binnington yesterday, even though it was a great effort from the Canucks. I'm assuming Binnington wants that Stetcher goal back. You do have a really good goalie in Jake Allen behind him, who had great numbers, but this is the guy that took you the Stanley Cup and won it for you. What do you think the leash is on, like, on Binnington right now, based on some of his regular season numbers being quite low, but he's got that history of being a big game goalie?
Yeah. You know what, I'll ask you guys this question. You know, if you had a goalie and he won you the Stanley Cup the year before, are you going to yank him after the first game of a series?
Not after the first one, no.
Probably sure. Not. No, right? Like, you live and die with a guy that won you the Stanley Cup. That's kind of my thoughts, and I think Berube will do the same. If by chance it goes 2-0, we might see Jake Allen in Game 3. But, you know, after what I saw last year, how Binnington would have a poor game in the playoffs, and then the next night he was dynamite. You saw that in the finals. I think it was Game 6, he was terrible, and then he pretty much stole Game 7, you know, for them to win the Cup. So, and he did that game after game after game. So if I'm Berube, I'm probably living and dying with Jordan Binnington.
Hershey, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.